That's exactly what I'm going to do right now. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. We are joined right now by a nine-year NFL vet, 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award recipient for the Colts. He was a first-team all-conference player at UConn. He was the 41st pick overall in 2009, the creator and host of the Everything DB Show on YouTube, co-host of the Man to Man podcast. I happen to consider this guy a very good friend of the program. He is Darius Butler. Darius, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
Thanks good, for dude. Me. Great to have you. Thanks for making time for it. Let me get your thoughts first, Darius, on what happened last night. What do you make of the way Cleveland showed up without their starting QB and without both Pro Bowl running backs? How did they look to you last night? What did they show you?
I mean, they showed a lot, man. To have all those guys banged up, obviously starting with Chubb and Hunt. Landry came back, but you know he got banged up again. And guys are just fighting, man. The O-line came. They set the tone from the jump. I think the opening drive was a five-play touchdown drive. Defense came out, got a three and out. So they set the tone early. It kind of got close at the end, but they pulled out a win. So good job for Case Keenum. Obviously, Stefanski knows what he got in the quarterback. And it was a good win. I honestly dozed off late in that game, and I tried to switch it to some baseball. Got a little ugly, a little stinker for a Thursday night football game. But, you know, your Browns came out with a win, so I know you're happy.
I was going to say, Darius, what happened? Did you take Denver? Is that why you dozed off and switched off?
I did take Denver. I took Denver with the points, though. I took them when they were plus three. So I ended up broken even getting a push.
Dude, but let me, okay. Game. All right, so sometimes a push is a good thing. Sometimes we're happy about that. Darius, let me just kind of sidebar really quickly, because you do this and you put yourself out there. Man, it is hard, dog. This gambling game is hard. As somebody who played in the league 9 years, it's hard. Has it ever been more difficult to get a read on it and pick games week to week than it is right now, ATS?
Man, it is tough. It is really tough, and me and AB have been doing it this year every week. We put our picks out on Saturday on the pod and then post them on Sunday. And, you know, around week four or five, these last couple weeks, you've been doing a lot better, really good. You know, you kind of figure out the teams. You got a better beat on the matchups. The toughest thing is keeping up with injuries,
yeah.
You know, weather, things along those lines. But football, man, is one of those games you never know. It's any given Sunday. Somebody's going to come out and surprise you. But at this point in the season, and then as you get closer to Thanksgiving, you know, teams kind of really start to identify. And then you start to find some of these lines where you're like, oh, wait, Vegas may got something wrong here. You know, kind of, you know, get a beat on them. But it's tough, man. Gambling is tough. And you never really, the house always wins eventually. You got to take your wins and you can get them.
That, you nailed it. That's exactly what that is. I've always said this is why when you go to Vegas, you see these incredible edifices through the clouds, man. The house always wins, but you can find your spots.
Yeah.
You got to pick what you can. I thought you dropped serious knowledge yesterday. A DB film session on Twitter. That's not easy to do, but you did so last night. What did you make of how John Johnson fooled Teddy Bridgewater into throwing the ball that he picked off?
Man, he's a savvy vet. He's one of those guys that you know is playing chess every time he's out there. He's one of the few safeties in the league that wears that helmet with the green dot. He did it when he was at Los Angeles, and he's doing the same thing in Cleveland. For those who don't know, the green dot is that you're getting a call and you're relaying it to the rest of the defense. But you know, he got Teddy, man. He got him. He played him. It was the quarters coverage to that side of the field, and Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos ran a route concept that every offense runs against quarters. You kind of draw it up to kind of get that safety to draw up and bite up on that in route and throw that post behind him. And John Johnson pretty much showed Teddy what he wanted to see, showed him like he was coming up, and then bounced back to that throw and picked it off. And it was I as a DB, I just love seeing it. Most people watching that, probably even the announcers, probably didn't know exactly what happened. So that's the time I like to jump on Twitter and throw a video up, and people tend to love it.
Well, I was going to say, dude, I love when you do that. This is what you get with the Everything DB Show. Darius Butler is joining us right now. I love when you do that. Let me ask you this. Knowing what you know about the injury or what you think, when you see Cleveland, how do you think they're going to handle Baker Mayfield's injury the rest of the way? I mean, if we're dealing with a dislocated left shoulder, issues with the labrum, and a broken bone, realistically, how quickly could he come back, and how do you think they'll handle that?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because I heard when it popped out, it kind of broke a bone or something like that, and he's going to have surgery in the offseason. So it's going to be a lot of question marks in this offseason. You know, obviously, do you pay the guy big money that it's going to take to keep him in the building. Been a former number one pick. You see what Lamar is doing in Baltimore. You see what Josh Allen is doing in Buffalo. So he's going to demand a huge salary. So now they're going to have to answer that question in the front office. As far as his injury, it's going to be what he can deal with, what he can play through. You don't want to be out there, and it's a situation where your shoulder's always popping out every time you land on it wrong, you land on it funny. Could it be a situation where they can rest him for maybe 2 or 3 weeks and Case Keenum kind of keeps him afloat? It's going to be a tough decision for him to make, man. But they showed last night they have depth. They have some grit. I mean, it wasn't a great Broncos team, but you went out there on a short week, and now you got kind of a mini bye here. You went out there on a short week and got a win. So they showed a lot. I think last night, even though it was a win against struggling Broncos team right now.
Yep. Darius Butler joining us. Darius, that point you made about how the team's going to have to make a decision about what they're willing to offer him or pay him to keep him in the building. And then you mentioned some of the other young studs around the league. Is he in their class? Like when you talk Josh Allen, you talk Lamar, you talk about the young guys getting big money. Is Baker Mayfield, in your mind, is he in their class?
He's not in their class. He's not. I would say Baker kind of comes in that conversation, you know, after probably that 12, 13 mark, then he'll be in the debate of kind of where he ranks with the starting quarterbacks. But that's not a bad thing. Me and AB talk about it all the time in the pod. Like, as a team, if you can get a quarterback that's above average or even good like Baker is, you're in a good spot, you know, compared to a lot of other teams in the league. It's tough to come across, you know, those Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray's, those franchise type guys. Even when you are picking at the top of the draft, you know, I feel like there's almost just as many misses there as there are hits. So it's tough finding that position. I think Baker's a guy. He's obviously been a big reason why the Browns are in the position they're in right now to be contenders, guys that compete every Sunday. It hasn't been that way for a long, long time in Cleveland. So he's a guy that you're kind of stuck almost, that you almost have to pay him and keep him, because he's going to be winning enough games to where you won't be picking in the top 3 or 5 anytime soon to get another one of these young studs. So I say you're going to have to keep him and just build around him as best you can.
I was going to say he wins. He competes.
Yep.
He wins. Guys like him. Guys play hard for him. So Darius, what about then, having said all that, where do you come out on Tua? I mean, is Tua similar in that regard, or are they not sold on him and not sold on him for good reason?
You know, Tua came in with injury concerns. I mean, one concern of mine was that he was a lefty, which, you know, people are like, hey, what's the big deal there? My thing, I'm a gambler now, and, you know, I play the odds, and I haven't seen a ton of lefties come in and dominate, whether that's because of the play callers, they're used to calling plays and concepts or schemes or whatever, right-handed quarterbacks their whole life. Who knows what it is, but he hasn't been playing terrible, and is still young in his career. But if you get that offensive line, I mean, I don't think he's having a real chance to develop right now. A lot of quarterbacks, most of the quarterbacks around the league, they need a lot to go on right around them. Play calling, talent, protection, all these different things. There's only a handful of guys, if that, that you can drop in any organization and they instantly, you know, bring everybody up around him. So Tua is one of those guys where he's definitely going to have a lot of things around him going right. And right now, everything, it seems like, is going wrong in Miami. And I know, being a Dolphin fan growing up, it shocked me. They were a borderline playoff team last year, and then to come in this year and be, I think, 1 or 2 as far as in the bottom of the NFL when it comes to point differential, losing to Jacksonville and London last week. I mean, everything's going downhill over there right now. So he needs a lot to go on right around him, or he'll be a guy who's going to be out of there pretty soon.
Darius, seriously, like, if you're going to go to London and you have no choice, London's an amazing place. Like, I've been, I've gone, I want to go back. But if the NFL is going to send you there, and that's not an easy trip at all, man, you sure as hell better win. And more importantly than winning, if you're going to go all the way there, you best not lose to Jacksonville, right?
Exactly. And it was crazy because me and Antoine, we were on the same page. We both actually picked Jacksonville getting their first win against the Dolphins that week. And it happened. You know, it's like you said, it's a tough trip. It's a long trip. And for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they had obviously been dealing with a lot with Urban Meyer, but then that had kind of shifted to John Gruden. So they were able to focus kind of on football again, galvanize and come together and get a win. But on the other side of that, the Dolphins, you got to go in there and find a way to get a win. You get your quarterback back. He threw for, I think, 300 yards, had some untimely turnovers. You got to just start finding a way to start stacking some of these wins, because you're finally in a division where, you know, Brady's gone now. So you're going to let Buffalo just kind of become, you know, the big bad wolf over there. I thought the Dolphins coming into this year were built to kind of compete going forward. But it's not looking good right now for B-Flow and my guys.
Darius Butler joining us. One last thought. You and AB have discussed Gladiator, Troy, and 300. Dude, where do you come out on that? How do you rank those movies?
You know what, for me, and I think for everybody, you know, when things come out, music, movies, it kind of depends on what age you are, where you're at in life, what you're doing. And, you know, they're all great movies, phenomenal movies. I wouldn't switch any one of them off. But if I had to rank them, you know, Troy would come in last, Gladiator would be second, and then I got 300. And when that came out, when I was in college, you know, I was kind of a leader of men at that time. And we were UConn. We were trying to, you know, build ourselves up and become these, you know, these warriors in a sense in that conference. And I just loved that movie, the fight scenes, the cinematics, the quotes. And you can say that for all three, but 300, it just ranks at the top for me. And it's completely opposite for AB. And, you know, everybody will probably give you a different answer with those three. You can't lose on any of them. I want to know, how do you rank them?
I got to be honest with you, dude. I've not seen them all. I'm a big and I'm older. Gladiator, to me, is the thing, man. You know, I don't know how you go wrong, but Gladiator, to me, is the thing. Where does AB come out?
He's Gladiator. That was the movie okay. He watched, I think he said, before every game in either college or the pros. I'm not sure. And then he got Troy. And then he has 300. Now, 300, you know, it's not the best acting, the best writing, but sometimes, you know, you just want some dope, cool fighting scenes, man, and quotes and one-liners.
Dude, 100%. Like, how does it hold up for you? If you watch it right now, does it still fire you up?
Yeah, when this kind of conversation debate came out a couple weeks ago, we were talking about it, and I went back and watched all three, and all three of them have aged well. They're all great still to this day. You know, Brad Pitt did a great job of Troy. Reggie Rain, he chimed in and said, hey, Troy's got to be number one. So really, you know, you can't go wrong with them.
I think, DB, I think you nailed it. It depends where you are in life, how old you are. I think you nailed it when you said that. He is the creator and host of the Everything DB show on YouTube, co-host of the Man to Man podcast. Both of these are great shows, great content. Darius, appreciate you, man, so much. Great to have you back.
Appreciate
Thank
you. Having
you.
Me, Jim.
The best. Love Darius Butler. When we come back, the big head, James Kelly, big head bets. So we talked to DB and the big heads coming up next. Stay tuned.